To stand alone is to be uncorrupted, innocent, free of all tradition, of dogma, of opinion, of what another says, and so on. Such a mind does not seek because there is nothing to seek. Being free, such a mind is completely still without a want, without movement. But this state is not to be achieved. It isn't a thing that you buy through discipline. It doesn't come into being by giving up sex or practicing a certain yoga. It comes into being only when there is understanding of the ways of the self, the me, which shows itself through the conscious mind in everyday activity, and also in the unconscious. What matters is to understand for oneself, not through the direction of others, the total content of consciousness, which is conditioned, which is the result of society, of religion, of various impacts, impressions, memories. To understand all that conditioning and be free of it. But there is no how to be free. If you ask how to be free, you are not listening. These words challenge the movement of human consciousness conditioned traditionally to accept the idea of spiritual progress, of achievement through time, and methods to reach there. It challenges the deep conditioning of how for the inner life, and its corollaries, spiritual authority, belief, conformity, the idea of seeking itself. These talks point to understanding how one is, just as one is, in the living moments of daily life. Not how one should be, as defined by cultural values, religious ideals, and self-projected futures. Such discoveries ask ourselves to be understood, not this text to be accepted as true. In the last of these talks, a questioner who has reached an impasse asked, "What now?" Embarking on such an uncharted sea, there is this reply to contemplate. Are you experimenting with my teachings, or are you experimenting with yourself? I hope you see the difference.